560 AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always ABC streaming News, on the Civic I'm Mark Media Remillard. App.
Palestinians, Israelis, and the world waiting to see what Israel's next move will be after the country gave some 1 million people in northern Gaza 24 hours to leave. Those 24 hours wrapped up a short time ago. Many Palestinians grabbed what they could and tried to move south, but ABC's Ian Pannell says that didn't mean safety.
With all the borders closed, the only place they can head is south. And even while they did as they were told, Israel continued to bomb. A rocket striking a convoy of civilians fleeing, killing 70 people, according to Palestinian officials. Israel retaliating for last Saturday's massacre of more than 1,300 people by Hamas.
It's believed Israel is gearing up for a wider ground offensive of Gaza after days of relentless airstrikes. There have been smaller raids in Gaza by Israeli special forces looking to disrupt Hamas infrastructure, seize weapons, and locate Israeli hostages who were taken to Gaza. With continuing coverage of Israel-Hamas war, this is ABC News. Ford says it'll lay off another 550 workers as a strike by the United Auto Workers Union continues.
Ford says its manufacturing process is highly interconnected, so if an assembly plant is impacted by the UAW strike, parts for that plant are not needed. Hundreds of workers at Ford's transmission, stamping, components, and axle plants are being told not to report to work beginning on Monday. Ford says they're not lockouts, they are layoffs because those plants must cut back production of parts that are no longer needed at the assembly plants. Ford will have then laid off close to 2,500 workers, it says, as a result of the strike. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police officers in upstate New York will not face criminal charges in connection with the death of a man who doused himself with flammable hand sanitizer inside a police station and was caught on fire after officers shot a stun gun at him. State Attorney General Letitia James says prosecutors would not be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt the officers committed any crimes. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Oh!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York into Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic. You and I...
Happy Friday, man.
Well, you and I took the day off, in a matter of speaking. We each had our own business to take care of yesterday. At least I did. By the way, shout out to the Greene County, Wisconsin Dems. Had a great time with them. They served me some vegetarian soup. It's probably good for me.
Yeah, probably.
And some new Glarus beer. And some good company. Excellent. Really enjoyed the company of the Greene County Dems. And I apparently mentioned that, and I've got my neighbors in Middleton. They're chasing me now. They're like, well, if you can go there, you can come to the Democratic right. Party function on November 12th at the park across from your house, can't you?
That'd be easy enough.
So I'll be over there on November 12th.
I was told there'd be cake.
I was told there'd be chili, actually. They said chili and a cold beer. I said, I'm in. That's so I got that one on the calendar and doing a little fundraiser for the Walworth County Dems on November 4th. So look for Crudy at a speaking engagement near you sometime soon. We do weddings and bar mitzvahs. But Dom, you know, we air the grievances here on Friday. And we got a fine guest coming up in the happy hour. Been far too long. Our friend Jim Santel, he's coming around to maybe give us a legal update on the Trump travails and other topics, all topics open. But Jim, the host of the Morning Cannolis, Saturday mornings right here on the Civic Media Network, fine host, 9 to 11. Tune him in Saturday for the live show. And then Sunday, I'll give you a little bit of the reruns, the second helpings, if you will. But anyways, Jim joining us at the 5 o'clock hour, and also our sports reporter Mike Clemens checking in at the end of the show, going to give you a little bit of a sports update. But Dom, it is beyond disarray. The House is devolving into anarchy. The Republicans don't know what they're doing. So let's hear from the Democratic minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, about to speak in D.C. We're going to take you there live now. Play it for the people. They have a leader, the Dems.
Whip Clark, Chairman Aguilar, House Democrats, all those assembled, it's my honor and privilege to stand before you with the House Democratic Caucus, which has made clear from the very beginning of this Congress that we will put people over politics.
I can see your Congresswoman, Gwen Moore, to the right flank.
Do everything possible to find common ground whenever and wherever possible with our Republican colleagues in order to chart a bipartisan path forward to get things done for the American people. That's been our position from day one of this Congress, and it remains our position. Because we are here as members of the House of Representatives to make life better for everyday Americans, not play political games.
I don't think anyone told the Republican caucus that.
How do I make money doing that?
House Democrats will continue to fight for lower costs, better paying jobs, safer communities, reproductive freedom, defend democracy, fix our broken immigration system, protect the right to vote, and build an economy that works for everyday Americans from the middle out and the bottom up. And we want to find a bipartisan path to reopening the House of Representatives so we can solve problems for the American people.
Jim
and
Jordan.
Stand with our friends like Israel and Ukraine and others throughout the free world.
Jim Jordan is not that path forward.
But the House Republican Civil War continues to rage on, miring the Congress in chaos, dysfunction, and extremism. House Republicans have chosen to triple down on the chaos, triple down on the dysfunction, and triple down on the extremism. House Republicans have selected as their nominee to be the Speaker of the People's House, the Chairman of the Chaos Caucus, a defender in a dangerous way of dysfunction, and an extremist extraordinaire. When we had a narrow majority under the last Congress, led by Speaker Pelosi in partnership with Senate Democrats under the leadership of President Joe Biden, we were able to pass bills to make a difference in the lives of the American people. House Democrats passed legislation to save the economy through the American Rescue Plan, by putting shots in arms, money in pockets, and kids back in school, and allow America to be reopened as the strongest economy of any in the developed world. House Democrats were able to pass the bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act to fix our crumbling bridges, roads, tunnels, airports, our sewer and water systems, our mass transportation systems, and to ensure that there was high-speed internet access and clean water in every community. House Democrats, with our majority, were able to pass gun safety legislation for the first time in 30 years that will save lives. House Democrats were able to pass legislation to stand up for our veterans who were exposed to toxic substances, Agent Orange, and things to undermine their health, their safety, and well-being, and to provide millions of veterans with the health care they need to live the lives that they deserve.
The voice
House Democrats
here
were able to pass the CHIPS and Science Act to bring domestic manufacturing jobs back home to the United States of America. And House Democrats were able to pass the Inflation Reduction Act to strike a dramatic blow against the climate crisis, set our planet on a sustainable trajectory forward, lower energy costs, strengthen the Affordable Care Act, lower health care costs, and drive down the high price of life-saving prescription drugs for millions of Americans, including dropping the price of insulin from thousands of dollars a year to $35 a month for millions of Americans.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic Caucus President in D.C. at this hour.
Under a House Democratic majority. House Republicans have just elected a Speaker nominee who in 16 years in this Congress hasn't passed a single bill because
true.
His focus has
it's
not
so
been
true.
On the American people, His focus has been on peddling lies and conspiracy theories and driving division amongst the American people. House Republicans now have a choice. There are only two paths forward. On the one hand, House Republicans can continue to triple down on the chaos, the dysfunction, and the extremism that has been visited upon the American people as a result of the House Republican Civil War. On the other hand, traditional Republicans can break away from the extremism, partner with Democrats on an enlightened bipartisan path forward so we can end the recklessness and get back to doing the business of the American people. And Democrats are ready, willing, and able to get that done. Now my honor and privilege to yield to our distinguished.
That was Hakeem Jeffries. This is an interesting strategy. The Democrats going public, seeking some moderate partners because the Republicans, they're beyond disarray, Dom. They've devolved into anarchy. It's a civil war. He used that term at least a couple times.
To do with it, the Politico is reporting at this hour, four top centrist Democrats on Friday sent a pitch to acting Senator Patrick McHenry. Let's get the House working together again. In a letter to McHenry, which was obtained by Politico, Democrats told him they support giving him temporary expanded authorities that would allow the House to take up the most urgent bills, namely government funding plans. Specifically, the Democrats are proposing to let McHenry bring up any emergency aid for Ukraine or Israel, a short-term bill that extends government funding through January 11, or general consideration of fiscal 2024 spending bills. Those powers should be limited to 15-day increments they proposed, with extensions possible if the House GOP continues to remain without a leader. In exchange, the Democratic quartet suggested their party would be allowed to fill up 50% of the House suspension calendar, which is reserved for non-controversial bills and requires two-thirds votes for passage, not simple majorities. The letter led by Rep. Josh Gottheimer, is an olive branch to a sputtering House GOP that has reached its 10th day without a speaker. Republicans are actively discussing ways to empower McHenry to bring at least some bills to the floor, particularly related to government spending, though the idea has run into opposition among some conservatives. Democrats could be the key to unlocking further powers if GOP chooses to take them up on the offer. The next government funding deadline is November 17th. In the end, McHenry never opened the door to such cross aisle. McCarthy never opened the door to such cross aisle talks, opting instead to pass a stopgap funding bill with more Democrats than Republican votes, then getting ejected from the speakership. Let's see the ending quote here. In light of our nation's pressing issues, a looming government shutdown, and the attacks on our key ally, Israel, we strongly support an immediate vote to expand the Speaker pro tempore's authorities to allow for the consideration of a legislative agenda limited to the most pressing issues, the Democrats wrote in the letter.
It's a civil war, Dom. The Republicans, it's beyond disarray. The GOP has devolved into anarchy. It couldn't happen to a nicer party. Freddie Grievances, we air them here. Yours could be first or next, unless you're CJ. You know you've been banned for the pumpkin month, CJ. Stop calling. We don't want you around here. Come back. 844-967-2789. Your call could be first if you ain't CJ.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 43. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Highs around 52. Lows level off around 39. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected Sunday with daytime highs approaching 54. 53 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 46.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates here on the Civic Media Radio Network. See, Nate, I already messed it up. Nate Wagey on the board. Glad to have you along. Well, Nate, here it is. Speaker Robin Voss has achieved his ultimate plan. He has put a Republican as the host of Devil's Advocates for the next 90 minutes, and we're going to take over the... This was all a plan for the last year and a half. I have not left the party. No, I'm just joking. So for those who might not know, I am a former Republican. Emphasis on former. Was a Republican for almost 30 years. Left the party in 2011 after witnessing voter suppression laws or bills being passed, and I said, peace out. No longer reflected who I am and what I believe in. Glad to have the opportunity to guest host Devils as Crudy and Dom have a Crudy is actually working. He's on his way to Monticello, do a little speech. He's all cleaned up. And Dom is got the day off. So chilling out, maybe making some great pasta. I'm not sure. But Nate Wagey, our producer engineer, is here. And we're going to have your calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking before the break about Robin Voss announcing today in this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck, Robin Voss saying, you know what? Maybe that impeachment idea isn't so great. And again, he secretly went and got these former conservative justices. He thought he was going to be too cute by half. He thought that former Justice David Prosser, former Republican Speaker of the Assembly, along with Justice Wilcox and Justice Pat Rogensack, were just going to roll over, I guess, and say, yes, yes, Robin, we're legal scholars, justices. Go ahead and do it. But it turns out that David Prosser still has a little bit of character left. I thought he got rid of it when he tried to choke fellow Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, a liberal of the court, a few years ago. That's a true story. Apparently, Justice Prosser off his meds at the time. But he went after Ann Walsh Bradley from my hometown, Richland Center. Put his hands around her neck. Didn't last long after that. But apparently, David Prosser and Wilcox still have a little bit of moral clarity left, or legal clarity. They wrote back to Robin Voss, no, do not do this. You don't have the legal ground to do it. So Robin Voss saying, for now, Republicans will not pursue impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, long time since we talked to
you. called in our show. We appreciate it. Always great to talk to you. Mark, yeah. What do you got?
Well, a couple of things that I'd like the press to ask Robin Voss to define contiguous and maybe spell it as well. You know, put him on there and actually see if he actually comes up with actually the Black's legal dictionary definition of the word. Mm-hmm. And also on the whole trans bills that the Republicans are putting out. I guess those people don't seem to recognize the issue is a lot more complicated than what they're trying to come up with. I mean, I've read some articles lately that One, the young woman was apparently intersex. She was presented as she had the genitalia of a female when she was born.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out she didn't actually have ovaries up inside of her body cavity. She actually had testes up there that were removed when she was still a child, still a baby, because mm-hmm. on doctor's advice. Well, what do the Republicans say and other more complicated than that, the Republicans are saying, well, nothing can happen because they're trying to pass a law. Say, well, you can't do anything at all if this happens, because that would be interfering with, they'd probably say God, you know,
right.
God's will for somebody to be like this until they're an adult and to get things changed. Where, as that grandfather that called in, I just heard about on this program, where the children are put through basically hell because they're, you know, that their biology and morphology,
mm-hmm.
and that's not precisely, I'm not saying probably yep. precisely how it should be said, is not equivalent. It's not the same.
Right.
I mean, these guys, and like this, for worried about the athletics, there's six across the state of Wisconsin, and they're trying to pass a state law for, 3.6 million people,
mm-hmm.
based on just a handful of cases. It is just...
It's terrible. Mark, I got the call up against the break, but Mark, always great to hear from you. Mark from the SAC, thanks so much. If you missed it, what Mark's referring to a couple, 3 days ago on As Goes Wisconsin, Kristen Bry's on maternity leave, Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach had a great call from a grandfather who has a grandchild who's transitioning and talked about what stress it is on this child and that the child had attempted suicide, how wonderful and talented. It was a heart-touching, very powerful story from this grandfather. Jane and Greg did great with it. I encourage you to go back and look at As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Let's go to Milwaukee quickly. Jake in Milwaukee, got about a minute here, a minute and a half. It's all yours. What say you?
Oh, yeah, you know, I think you're right. I mean, Voss is going to do that because he wants to keep power. But, you know, do they ever think about, like, us riffraff? You know, I'm metaphorically, like, pitchforks and torches. I am so sick of them. Like, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they do, that they will actually get real blowback from people who are just sick and tired of their BS, right?
Right.
I mean, seriously, it's just, you know, it's just to that point where it's like, hey, you know what? You buy Rojo popcorn, how about this? I'm not going to shop at your store because of your Rojo popcorn anymore, or whoever up in Wausau with a small business be like, you know what? I'm not going to use your business because I'm sick of you guys being babies and you can't be an adult and you want to rule everyone. And, you know, it's getting
like
to that point, man. And I think there'll be huge blowback if they do
right.
and when they do, and they're going to regret it.
Rojo popcorn. Do you think that's a real brand that they do for Robin Voss's popcorn
yeah.
company?
Yeah, that's Robin Voss's brand, Rojo
popcorn.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's really weird.
Well, that's what's popping with Robin Voss. Jake, great
yeah,
call.
It's like a great call, Nick.
Jake. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jake in Milwaukee. I mean, people can only take so much, and we got to take it out at the voting booth, at the ballot booth. That's where you take it out. We're going to come back and talk with a wonderful, fantastic person. It's Pam Yonke on the Midwest Farm Report. It is coming here to Civic Media. We're going to tell you how, what, where, when, and why. Don't go anywhere. This is the Devil's Advocates on Civic Media.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Palestinians, Israelis, and the world waiting to see what Israel's next move will be after the country gave some 1 million people in northern Gaza 24 hours to leave. Those 24 hours wrapped up a short time ago. Many Palestinians grabbed what they could and tried to move south, but ABC's Ian Pannell says that didn't mean safety.
With all the borders closed, the only place they can head is south. And even while they did as they were told, Israel continued to bomb. A rocket striking a convoy of civilians fleeing, killing 70 people, according to Palestinian officials. Israel retaliating for last Saturday's massacre of more than 1,300 people by Hamas.
It's believed Israel is gearing up for a wider ground offensive of Gaza after days of relentless airstrikes. There have been smaller raids in Gaza by Israeli special forces looking to disrupt Hamas infrastructure, seize weapons, and locate Israeli hostages who were taken to Gaza. With continuing coverage of Israel-Hamas war, this is ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the
timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to Devil's Advocates here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 33 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. I'm telling you, Kenny Chesney, one of my favorite all-time country artists, and Pam Jahnke, one of my favorite all-time favorite broadcasters, all in one segment. Nate, just, Carl, I'm done. I can retire now. It is fabulous to have her here. She is of the Midwest Farm Report. She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, thanks so much for taking the time. Welcome to Devil's Advocates, and more importantly, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah, we're happy to look forward to this partnership.
It's great. And for those that might not know, Pam, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how the Midwest Farm Report came to be.
Sure, you bet. So lifelong Wisconsinite, I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County, that is still in operation today. We don't milk cows anymore, but we cash crop. My sister, my brother, and I are kind of an LLC. We take care of things so that we're running the ground. My 89-year-old mother still lives on the farm with my brother. So that's kind of what our motivation is. Went to school at UW River Falls. And honestly, when I started going to school, I wanted to be an agriculture attorney. Wow. At that time, it was awful in agriculture. That would have been the mid-80s. interest rates were 18% if you could get a loan. Yeah. I was seeing stories night after night about moratoriums and foreclosures. They were going out and seizing farms, especially in Minnesota. And I thought, well, I want to do something. I got to River Falls. I was about my sophomore year. My dairy farmer parents were paying for my education. And my advisor said to me, listen, Yankee, why don't you wake up and smell the coffee? You never shut up. You're always talking to everybody. You're already in the radio station as a volunteer. Why don't you find out if they've got something for you? So long story short, I got a national scholarship from Farm Broadcasters and a job offer on the plane, and I've never looked back since.
Well, it's great. I grew up in Richland Center. Of course, my paternal grandparents were dairy farmers for 45 years until they retired. And boy, has farming changed since then. But I was the sixth generation to own the farm. And, you know, I grew up in Richland Center, watched Channel 3 News a lot at noon. And you're an icon. I mean, you know, go all the way back to, you know, Kathy Wood and then Mark Kane and Susan Simon. And I think some of the work that you've done there, Pam, to get out the word on agriculture is great for producers, because my granddad always used to come in and eat lunch and turn on Channel 3 and, you know, get the farm report there. But it's also just great for non-ag people as well. Some of the work that you've done with Susan Simon, tell folks about these interviews. Was it 2 or 3 years ago where you went out with FFA kids and you talked to them on the farm? I think that education for agriculture is just important for all Wisconsinites.
I'll tell you, that was when we were in the throes of the pandemic, where nothing was normal. And that included our county fairs. So now imagine you've got these families, these kids that have invested not only time, but money into livestock projects. Maybe it's a hog, a lamb, a steer, and now all of a sudden their fair has been canceled because of public safety concerns. Taking away that spotlight, taking away that opportunity for those young people to really put a crescendo on that project was just kind of heartbreaking. So Suze and I have known each other her entire career. I think I even actually started before she did, but we decided that we wanted to highlight those kids as best we could. So they created the Blue Ribbon series, and she turned to me because that's my audience. Right. And we put together just a group of young people all across their viewership that got a chance to be in the center of the spotlight for a little bit. That was at a time also where I was spending a lot of time with News 3 and on my radio network. People were paranoid, and rightly so. When you're a mother of, say, 5 kids and you can't get more than a gallon of milk on your grocery stop, when you go to the grocery store and you're seeing empty shelves for the first time in your life, you're going to the meat lot, you know, the butcher, and you're limited on supply and what you can pick. The only people that were talking about it on a regular basis was me, because this is what I do for a living. So to your point, you know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut now and then. I really saw the work that we did and my passion for trying to connect consumers to production agriculture elevated at that time.
It was great. And to that point, Pam, talking with Pam Yonker, the Midwest Farm Report, still my rest of my family, part were farmers, part were teachers. I'm not sure what happened to me, but my family that teaches so many kids now, even doesn't have to be Madison, Milwaukee, or Green Bay. It can be, you know, Eau Claire or La Crosse. They come into school and they do not know where their food comes from. They've never been on a farm. They've never been to see a producer. And so this education of our ag producers is so vitally important.
Well, and the interesting part, and you bring it up very well, I've got a 17-year-old nephew that is still on the farm. He'll help feed calves from time to time, and he's ending up being one of the only kids that's still involved in production agriculture. That's Northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell Falls, where I graduated from. What we're seeing is a lot of our agriculture education programs are thriving. They've got so many kids that want to be involved in food knowledge, environmental sciences, that the teachers and the capacity for classrooms cannot keep up. But to your point, this is all brand new for those kids. They don't have any practical hands-on learning. They've never necessarily been near a cow or livestock, but they have a passion, a desire to really know, where did my food come from? How is it produced? Answering questions up front about, you know, sources, practices, and things like that. So like I said, Wisconsin agriculture education has never been in probably as a robust spot. Teachers are coming up with fantastic curriculum. Classroom sizes. I talked to one teacher just outside of Green Bay. She had to turn away 100 students that wanted to be involved in her agriculture education programs because of lack of space. So the passion is there. It's just a little bit different background. Me, I did it. I showed livestock. I did field work. I mean, that's my groove. But like I said, I'm just appreciative that the passion is still there. Without that, farm babes out on the street.
And, you know, I mean, you always say, you know, progress. I mean, tomorrow should be better than today. But I don't know, Pam, about you, but I'm thankful that my grandparents were dairy farmers, and we went out to the bulk tank and just, you know, that's where the milk came from. I mean, you can't, it was so few kids that had that opportunity or know what, you know, what hay smells like when it first gets in the barn. I mean, all these things growing up on the farm. I mean, that was a blessing and an education that you just can't get anywhere else.
No, that is very true. I agree with you there. And, you know, I think today's experiences are still going on that way. Our Wisconsin is still 95% family farms. And the thing about that I try to help people understand in my broadcast is when you drive past some of these farms and you say, wow, that must be, I hate phrases like this, mega farm, factory farm. You're making a decision from the road on just the size of a building. What you fail to realize is that's a family farm. It's mom and dad. It's son and daughter-in-law. It may be brother and his wife. It's multi-generations on that farm, just like we always have. But to try to make sure that everybody's got a decent living today, they get bigger. And so, like I said, the family farm is still out there. Those educational experiences are still out there. You're still getting, you know, smacked in the face with a cow tail now and then. You know, there's still things that go wrong in the field as far as planting and so forth. But like you said, there's just fewer and fewer of us that are blessed with that day-to-day contact.
Well, and people don't realize too, I mean, my grandparents, I'm about to turn 54 next a couple of weeks, but my grandparents did not have a vacation on the farm until I was in grade school and my parents were able to step in for them. And it's not mega farming so much as farming's a business. People don't understand this. Farming is a business.
Well, that's, again, back to the pandemic. That was amplified. In our building, I went into the office every day. It's the way it had to be. Yeah. Why? Because cows have to be milked.
That's right. Animals they don't have milk to be themselves, fed. As granddad used
you know,
to say.
the tempo of our agriculture community kept on going. We might not have been able to get together for meetings or stuff like that. But like I said, cows still have to be fed. Things have to be taken care of. And I knew that my audience was out there needing me to be there. So I was. And yeah, like you said, it's, I remember when we got married, my husband and I, the decision was, okay, who's going to stay home and milk cows? Right. Fortunately, I had seven nephews all across the road. So one of my nephews skipped our wedding. We got married in the Eau Claire area. I'm from obviously towards Green Bay. Somebody stayed home, milked not only my uncle's herd, then came down the road by us and milked our cows.
Wow.
And did it again the next day. And it was a turn and burn. My mom and dad drove over for the wedding. They got there for the reception the night before the wedding and the reception that night, and then barely hung around for a little bit of brunch the next day because he had to get home to milk cows on Sunday night. So Yes, and that still is a lot the way agriculture is. It is difficult in that regard, finding help, finding somebody that can give you a break.
Pam Jahnke, Midwest Farm Report. We have some very exciting news. We're happy to have her here talking with her today. We are partnering with the Midwest Farm Report here at Civic Media, and beginning very soon, as they say, coming to a station near you very soon, you're able to hear Pam Jahnke every morning between 5 and 6. You can hear her on our stations in Green Bay, Hayward, Amory, Richland Center, my hometown, Racine, Kenosha, and Oshkosh across the state of Wisconsin. Pam, we could not be more excited and more thankful to have you be part of the Civic Media family.
You know, and as I've talked with not only your program director is an old colleague of mine, Catherine Lake, I've got a chance to meet up with the team. And it's really nice that we all kind of adhere to the same guidelines. It is all about the community. Agriculture has always been about the community. You talk about FFA, think about the county fairs. Mm-hmm. Agriculture is all about community and everybody coming together. When a barn burns or something gets burned or blown around by weather, the community comes together to rally behind those farmers. We're interdependent on one another. So I think it's going to be a great fit. I look forward to help sharing this kind of information and news every day, weekdays, all across the state.
And that's the thing, the Midwest Farm Report, Pam, it's not just the markets you're going to give people. And for the producers, that's important. But there's so much more every morning between 5 and 6.
Well, and see, you make a good point. I personally do not like doing markets. Why? Because everybody's got a smartphone.
Right.
Everybody's got quick access. And whatever they want as far as the markets, you can see numbers. Our goal is to tell you the story behind those numbers. Our goal is help you better understand the things that are going on in agriculture. You drive past, you wonder why they're spread manure now. Why are there still lights out in the field at midnight? I'm there to try to help bridge those gaps between your questions, my farmers' practices, and everything else that goes in between.
Coming up at very soon here across Civic Media between 5 and 6, you can hear Pam Jahnke in the Midwest Farm Report right here across Civic Media. Pam, it is National Farmers Day. Ag Secretary for Wisconsin, Randy Romanski, put out a release on that. It's a great time to celebrate our ag producers. I don't care whether you're an apple orchard producer, dairy, pig. I mean, right down the list, our farmers do so much of us. Tell us what your thoughts are on National Farmers Day.
It's a perfect time. I mean, really, I want people today. Now, most of the state of Wisconsin, as we speak, is getting rain. Yes, we need the rain, but farmers don't need the rain right now. Mm-hmm. They have been going at a hectic pace, trying to harvest, keep the harvest rolling. So I just ask people to pause, slow down. Imagine if your life revolved around the weather and you have a ticking time bomb out there called a corn plant or a soybean plant that has to be harvested. So those are the kinds of things that this day is designed to make us all give pause. This is why it's National Farmers Day. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
A couple of shout outs. So first of all, to Oakwood Fruit Farm back in Richland County, great producer, great Steve. Orchard up there. Have you been there before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They're just I meet my family up there on Sunday. It's their employee appreciation day. So get out to Richland County. Also coming up this weekend, Pam, I follow Vince Beagle, former Wisconsin football player. Their family has an Ocean Spray cranberry farm up near Wisconsin Rapids. Their 104th harvest this year for their family. And you could go actually do a wade into the bogs this weekend. I think it is $85. You got to register in advance. But our cranberry producers, Pam, so important to Wisconsin.
Number one in the United States. We produce more than 50% of all cranberries, and you will not find a more beautiful picture than the brilliant red of the cranberries when this cooler weather sets in. That's when the color comes on. And just imagine that family picture of everybody in hip waders standing in a Wisconsin cranberry bog with the floating red fruit. It'll be beautiful. Take advantage, folks.
Oh, it'll be absolutely beautiful. About a minute here before the break, Pam, let's switch gears for a second. I know you're a Packer fan. What do you think about the Packers? This loss to Vegas out there. Is Jordan Love going to get, are they going to recover? Are the Packers going to be okay? Tell me, Pam.
My contention is be patient. And believe me, when you're a radio person and you work in 30 and 60 second increments, that is difficult to do. So I'm putting on my farmer cap where you plant the seed in May and you harvest in fall. It's going to require that kind of patience versus my 30 and 60 second mind. I'm going to hold tight. Try to be patient for the rest of the season.
That is the positivity of Pam Jahnke from Midwest Farm Report. You can hear her every morning from 5 to 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network and at Midwest Farm Report as well. Pam Jahnke, thank you so much. It's an honor to interview you. Thanks for being a part of the family here.
My pleasure. Happy National Farmers Day.
Happy National Farmers Day to all of our ag producers. Stay tuned. More on the other side. This is Devil Advocates Radio, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 43. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. High of 52 tomorrow, overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, lows around 39. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 54. 53 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 46.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to Devil's Advocate here at the Civic Media Radio Network, filling in for Crudy and Dom, who are wearing ankle bracelets this afternoon. No, I'm not sure. I don't think they've gotten into that much trouble. No. Crudy is doing a little speech giving, and Dom's a busy man. He's a man about Milwaukee. So happy to be here, Todd Alba, along with Nate Wegehow on the board. Happy to have you on a Thursday afternoon, the 12th of October, 10 minutes now before the hour of 5 o'clock. I'm not used to this late hour, Nate. I'm not used to, I'm usually on earlier in the afternoon.
You need to be drinking more coffee then.
I've got a little bit right here. As Crudy mentioned, I'm a big beverage guy.
I usually get into the office here around 11 o'clock each day because, I do some news writing and stuff as well. I think I have probably 6 cups of coffee.
Do you really?
In the office. And that's in the office. Wow. That doesn't count what I drink when I wake up in the morning.
I owned a coffee shop for a while. So people say, oh, you must drink a lot of coffee. When I owned the coffee shop, like maybe 2 cups a day. That was it. You're right. I find myself drinking more coffee now that I'm back in radio than I did when I owned a coffee shop.
So when you're here until 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, sometimes you need a little bit something extra just to keep you going.
You need a little something. That is for sure. So Crudy and Dom back tomorrow, but Todd Alba with you along with Nate, and we're happy to be filling in today. Want to move on to this news that came out this afternoon via CNN and other places. And this is how you legislate, or how you know that the person that represents you is influential in the legislature, in this case, the United States Senate. A couple of days ago, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat of Wisconsin, called on the Biden administration to freeze the $6 billion in assets that were set aside for Iran in a swap for hostages a couple of months ago after the horrendous attack on Israel this past Saturday by Hamas. And now, breaking this afternoon, according to CNN and others, the United States and Qatar have reached, quote, a quiet understanding, unquote, not to allow Iran to access any of the $6 billion and Iranian funds that were transferred to Qatari accounts last month as a part of that deal to free Americans detained in Iran for the time being. That's following Hamas's bloody attack on Israel this past Saturday. According to the White House and several Democrats this afternoon, those are the sources saying that lawmakers in that meeting said those funds would not be touched anytime soon and they would revisit it later on. So I think that, in my opinion, this is good news. This is exactly what should be done. And again, thanks to the leadership of people like Tammy Baldwin, our United States Senator. I know that Devils have talked about this a little bit. We've talked about it on our show in the afternoon from 1 until 3. I know our predecessor here on this in the 3 o'clock hour, Matt Flynn, has talked about the horrendous attacks by Hamas over the weekend on Israel. And again, I agree with Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, that the U.S., just like every Democrat and Republican before him, stands firm with Israel. They are a military alliance, an ally. They are a humanitarian for the region ally. And they are a strategic ally. You don't leave your allies when times are bad. And that's what Joe Biden has reiterated time and again over the last several days. However, the former president, Donald Trump, had something a little different to say last night in a speech down in Florida. We've dialed this up, and Nate, kind of keep your finger on the button. We may interrupt him a couple of times. But again, I don't want this to come from me. Oh, well, Todd, a former Republican saying this. Sour grapes. Oh, devils who tend to bleed on the left side. There's no. Let's hear it directly from Donald Trump, if you would, please, Nate.
You know, Hezbollah is very smart. They're all very smart. The press doesn't like when they say it. But Hezbollah, they're very smart. I'll never forget that Bibi Netanyahu let us down. That was a very terrible thing. I will say that. They've got to straighten it out because they're fighting potentially a very big force. They're fighting potentially Iran. And when they have people saying the wrong things, everything they say is being digested by these people because they're vicious and they're smart. And boy, are they vicious, because nobody's ever seen the kind of sight that we've seen. But they cannot
play. Hold it there. Thank you. It goes on from there. But Trump's calling Hezbollah, who is now attacking Israel from the north, smart, giving them credit. And look, there are politics in this, all right? I mean, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been going on forever. But to undercut an ally like Israel, and he goes on and calls the current defense minister of Israel, quote, a jerk, saying that Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, quote, messed things up. And again, I have spoken out on my show. I know others have. I have disagreements with Netanyahu on how he is trying to overturn the Justice Department in his own country. But this is a massacre. This is genocide against the Israeli and Jewish people. It's ridiculous. Nate, I want to go to the cut that we have time for, the cut from the gentleman from my show this afternoon.
We do.
I want to, this is Alex Scher. He is a reporter, a journalist here for the Wisconsin State Journal. He is of the Jewish community in Madison. He was on our show a couple of hours ago, and I asked him, taking the politics out for a minute, what can we do to support our fellow Americans in the Jewish community?
I think the overwhelming sentiment I'm hearing from the Jewish people, and I caught a couple people before this segment to ask this question, is that they want to be acknowledged. A lot of people are scared to speak out as Jewish people because they're scared what other people will say. And I think to know that people are there for them. I've received a few of those texts. It was helpful. And to be clear, I'm better off than a lot of Jewish people right now. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to make this apolitical. This transcends politics. A massacre transcends politics. I think there's a way to make this an effort across all faiths, across all people, across disregarding politics. And to be clear, I am impressed to the extent that I've seen that. Mm. That said, I don't think we're perfect. And I think we have a long way to go. And I think that each of us has a little tiny role we can take.
That was Alex Scher from the Wisconsin State Journal here in Milwaukee, but more importantly on this day, a member of the Jewish community here in Madison. He was on campus talking to students last night who said they are fearful to go to class right now. They're fearful walking by demonstrators. They're fearful for family and friends who are still in Israel. So let's be a little kind. Let's recognize this and put the politics aside between Israel and Palestine. And remember, Hamas is not Palestine. Hamas is a separate terrorist organization that lives and houses themselves in Palestinian territories. All loss of life is tragic. But what happened to Israel this past Saturday was a massacre. And that must be recognized. And we have to show some compassion and love towards our fellow citizens. We're going to come back in hour two. If you want to call in, 844-967-2789. Take your calls on the other side. Back with hour two of The Devil's Advocate on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players.
We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media.